Officials in the United Kingdom confirmed yesterday that at least one person has died from the Omicron variant of COVID-19, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson issued this warning over the weekend.
No one should be in any doubt. There is a tidal wave of Omicron coming, and I'm afraid it is now clear that two doses of vaccine are simply not enough to give the level of protection we all need.
This comes as the UK and much of Europe plans for a rising caseload with the new variant this winter. Frank Lankvit joins us. He is NPR's London correspondent. Frank, what can you tell us about the patient who died and the cases of others who've been infected with Omicron?
Yeah, Alisa, they haven't named the patient, but we found, I guess yesterday the government was saying 4,700 new confirmed cases of the Omicron variant. And the government here estimates the real number is much, much higher, maybe as high as 200,000, which is extraordinary when you think about that level here. We haven't seen anything quite like that that I can recall. And already 20% of the COVID cases in England, at least the confirmed ones, are from Omicron. It's doubling their estimate about every couple of days. The health secretary, Sajid Javid, he says the variant could swamp the National Health Service here. Here's what he said.
Although we don't yet have a complete picture of Omicron's severity, even if severity is significantly lower, then the much higher transmissibility of Omicron means it still has the potential to overwhelm the NHS.
That's the health system there. There is also a new study released by the University of Oxford that says the Omicron variant can hit fully vaccinated people. So that's why Boris Johnson's calling for a new nationwide booster campaign. What do we know about that?
Yeah, you're right, Lisa. It's interesting, of the 10 people hospitalized with Omicron between age 18 to 85, the majority did have two doses. So we're definitely seeing that. The way Boris Johnson responded to this was to go on television Sunday night and really urge everyone to get boosters. And the response has been overwhelming. My wife was out yesterday and saw a line for 45-person long line to get boosters, which I haven't seen anything quite that long. They crashed the website here to order boosters. And the NHS website has run out of antigen tests. Mm-hmm. And the way the government is responding is they want to make masks compulsory in most indoor settings except pubs and restaurants. They did that last week. And they want to institute a COVID pass so that people who want to go into large venues, nightclubs, professional soccer matches, they'd have to either show that they didn't have COVID or that they were fully vaccinated. There has been pushback against some of these rules in the House of Commons today. There were opponents saying that these measures are excessive and they're restricting people's liberty.
Finally, Frank, beyond the UK, we're seeing a spike in Omicron cases in places such as Denmark and Norway. What are you watching for there?
Well, I mean, I was in Norway recently, and the majority of cases there, a lot of them came out of a Christmas party in Oslo earlier this month. Norway's also banning alcohol in bars and restaurants, and I was actually I was at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremonies, and they cut the number of people there from 1,000 to 200. And in the expectation is that in Denmark and Norway, their COVID cases are going to far exceed previous peaks. But I think it comes back to what Sajid Javid was saying, and that is, how severe will this be? Are we going to see the kind of, you know, the deaths that we saw earlier? And hopefully that won't be the case.
That's NPR London correspondent Frank Lankvit. Frank, thanks a lot.
Great to talk.